Hello?
Hello, is this Teresa?
This is Teresa.
Hey, Teresa. I believe you're on a phone call with one of our colleagues, and you're trying to get transferred over for your Roundup lawsuit.
Yes.
Do you have time to go over that now?
I do.
All righty. My name is Harold, and we are on a recorded line. Just want to let you know. I can help you out a little further. I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
I have not.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
I'm willing to do that, yes.
All righty. Were you yourself, did you spray Roundup?
Yes.
Were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, I was.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I was too.
When were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in March of 2022.
How many years would you say you sprayed Roundup in your lifetime?
11 years. I sprayed 11 years.
11 years. Would you say in those 11 years you used it at least 10 times, 10 separate times?
Oh, yes.
All righty. And can I ask you, did you spray Roundup one full year prior to you being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
When I was diagnosed, I was 60.
60. Okay. And have you ever had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or was it just the one?
Just the one.
Just the one. Okay. And then you said you were diagnosed in March of 2022.
Correct.
Sorry to hear that. Did you spray it for work purposes, or was it, for garden, at
Oh
home?
my God. Oh my God.
For your garden. Okay. Could
Yeah.
I get the property address, the property address that you sprayed it?
117 South Street, Louisville, Mississippi, 39339.
Thank you. Is this your current property address as well?
It is.
Alrighty. And do you know of any family, neighbors who also sprayed the Roundup spray?
No, we don't talk a lot on this street.
Gotcha. No worries there. And then do you have your birth certificate?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And then you sprayed it for about 11 years. And now are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty. Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, hepatitis C, hepatitis B?
Oh, no.
Nope, nothing like that. Did you ever have a organ transplant or an autoimmune disease?
No.
Were you ever diagnosed with Epstein-Barr, lupus, arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
And is there any family history of cancer, or have you had any other chemo for any other cancer besides the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Alrighty. And Teresa, you spell your name Theresa?
No, I spell it TERESA.
Theresa. Thank you so much. And then how about your last name? Could you go ahead and spell that out for me?
SANGSTER.
All righty, thank you so much. And could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And are you married?
Yes, I am.
Could I go ahead and get your date of birth?
August 20, 1961.
1961.
Yes.
And now for your social.
427-232659.
My birthday is August 23rd, so
Oh, I was
yeah, you know, we're just
in
right there.
August.
I love having an August
Awesome.
birthday.
That's an awesome month, man.
And can I ask you, how did you first learn about, Roundup and it causing non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
I saw an online advertisement.
Gotcha. Okay. Was that sometime this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, earlier this year.
And now, how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I am 5 feet tall. I weigh 178.
And what is the best email address for you?
MillerTeresa 99@yahoo.com.
Thank you. And then the best phone number for you, is it 662-285-8468?
That is it.
All righty. And then can I go ahead and get your spouse's name as well?
Sure. His name is Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, R, Sangster.
And his phone number?
662-705-8249.
And how many times a month would you say you you sprayed the Roundup spray?
I sprayed Roundup, twice a week, so that's 8 times a month.
8 times a month. And now you did spray Roundup 1 full year prior to you being diagnosed, correct?
Correct.
When did you start to spray Roundup?
I started spraying Roundup in March of December 2010.
And then you stopped, was that in 2022?
I stopped in 2021.
2021. And when you did use it, did you use any protective gear, any gloves, face mask?
No, I mean, it's just sprayed it.
Just sprayed it?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Directly at home. Okay, so you said he used it roughly 8 times a month, 2 times a week.
Right.
Gotcha. That was for about 11 years. So with that math, would you say it's accurate that you were exposed roughly 1,056 times?
Wow, that's a lot to think about it like that. But yeah, I guess so.
And were you spraying it, throughout every month, or was it maybe seasonally?
No, because it's you can pretty much grow something year round down here.
Gotcha. Okay. So it was all the time.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And your property, is it next to a water well, or was it next to city water?
No, we have city water here.
City water. And were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
No.
Nope, nothing like that. And now the Roundup, was it a concentrate? Was it a premix?
No, it was concentrated.
Concentrate. And where would you typically get it? Home Depot, Walmart, Lowe's?
Walmart.
And do you have any receipts or any Roundup still in your possession?
Actually, yes.
Perfect. I would keep it. Make sure it's in a safe space. It definitely helps with, your case, okay?
Okay.
And have you ever smoked?
Oh, no.
Nope. Are you currently employed?
No.
And did you lose any time from work because of any surgeries or treatments?
Yeah, not a lot. When you're from here, you just try to channel it through.
Gotcha. Okay, so not too much. You just kind of kept on going.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. Were you ever in the military?
No.
And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
No.
And then have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
All right, T. And then other than any other minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Oh, no.
Nope. All right, T. And then can I go ahead and get the hospital that diagnosed you?
Sure. Baptist Hospital. Well, I think they changed it. Baptist Medical Center. Everybody still calls it Baptist Hospital.
Is that the one at the 1225 North State in Jackson, Mississippi?
No, this one is in Carthage, Mississippi. They have like a network that's all start with the word Baptist.
Gotcha. That's at the 1100 Mississippi 16-16?
Yes.
Gotcha. 16. Perfect. Do you remember the doctor who treated you?
Yes. Dr. Vincent Herring.
Is that a H-E-A-R-I-N-G?
H-E-R-R-I-N.
Gotcha. So close. So close. It's always a game trying to get the right spelling, seeing, you know, how good I am. And then how has the diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life?
Wow, that's it makes you think about how short life is, and you know, you gotta be able to let small stuff slide,
mm-hmm.
and let people know how much you love them and care about them, and just try to be spiritual, be with your family, and help others who may need a helping hand. You need to do those things.
Wow. Really just open. It opens your eyes to, you know, everything.
Yes, it does. It does.
Do you remember the date that you started treatment for, you know, chemo, radiation, anything like that?
Yeah. I started my treatment in March of 2022.
March 2022. And do you have your medical records that show the diagnosis?
Yes.
Perfect. And then what type of treatment did you actually have? Was it stem cell, chemo, radiation?
Yeah, I had chemo, radiation, and immunotherapy.
Wow. And then your current property address, the 117 South Street, Louisville, Mississippi, 39339?
Yes.
All righty. Now, I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
My husband, Willie.
Okay. Alrighty, we are just about done. I want to go ahead and just verify my spelling and everything like that is correct. So when I send this up to the law firm, it's a pretty easy process here for you.
Okay.
And so you did spray Roundup for at least 2 years, and you did, you were exposed at least 10 separate times. You did spray Roundup one full year prior to being diagnosed. You were between the ages of 18 and 80 at the time of your diagnosis. Alrighty. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes, it did.
Now, you were diagnosed in March of 2022. You sprayed it at the 117 South Street in Louisville, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
You were never diagnosed with HIV or AIDS or anything like that.
Oh, no.
And then you spell your name T-E-R-E-S-A, last name S-A-N-G-S-T-E-R, and then your date of birth 8/20/61. Your social 427-232659. Your email address is millerteresa90@yahoo.com. And then your
99.
Phone number.
Did
99.
You say 99?
Oh, 99. Yeah. Did I say 90?
Oh, yeah.
I might have said 90. Huh? Yep. I do have 99 here.
Okay.
Thank you for that. And then your phone number, 662-285-8468.
That's it.
Alrighty. And then you did spray about 8 times a month. You started in 2010, stopped in 2021. You purchased it at Walmart. You were seen by Dr. Herring. That's at the 1100 Mississippi 16 in Carthage, Mississippi. And then that's at the Baptist Medical Center, the hospital there. And then your current property address, same address, you sprayed it, 117 South Street, Louisville, Mississippi, 39339. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes, it did, Harold.
All righty. Thank you so much. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to send you over to DocuSign now. It's going to go to your text messages and your emails. So whatever is easiest for you to go ahead and open it up with, you know, you can go ahead and do that.
Okay. Okay. Here it is. Yes. Okay. Continue. Okay. Continue. Okay. Let me see. Here we go. First one is, let me see. Let me pull this up. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Let me try this really good. G-E-R, adopting sign. Okay, here's another one. Okay, let me see what it is. Required initial here, got initial. T-E-S, adopting sign. Another one. And here. And let me make sure I got them all. I think I did. And finish. You're done signing.
Perfect. Just got them back. All righty. So how this is going to work, I'll be able to send these documents up to the law firm. The law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Firm. They're based out of Texas. And then I sent you their phone number as well through text messages.
Okay.
So I'm going to get these sent over to them. They're going to take a look at them, make sure everything fits within the criteria, and then they will call you in 48 to 72 hours. During that phone call with the law firm, they're basically going to verify the information one last time, make sure this is everything that, you know, you want to do, and kind of give you the rundown of how everything else is going to work. Now, once that phone call happens and everything goes well, they will then be able to pull the medical records and request medical records from the hospital, things like that, and basically start to actually, you know, get started working on your behalf, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No. I know it's a process, so no, I'm okay.
All righty. If you do, that 949 number that I sent you everything, you know, the text messages that says, hey, save me in, that's my direct line. So okay. Save me in your phone just in case you do have anything for me. You know, you have my number. And, yeah, so if they don't call, I will probably give you a call, I would say Friday, just to see if they called you. If not, we can try to get you over there a little, you know, sooner. That way we can kind of, you know, get everything going for you, okay?
Okay.
But until then, you are, you know, you're all done here, Teresa. So thank you and congratulations on taking that first step, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
No problem. You have a blessed rest of your day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.